8 incumbent members of the House of Delegates have challengers who raised more money than they have during the first quarter of this year. 3 Democrats and 5 Republicans. Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says that's usually a problem for incumbents.
What it means is that incumbent has either become complacent or hasn't had a challenger in such a long time, they don't have a fundraising operation in place. Or it says that a lot of people think that that incumbent is in trouble and they're not willing to invest in an incumbent that they think might lose.
Members of the General Assembly were forbidden from raising money during the 7 weeks of session, but that was only about half the time covered by the quarterly disclosure documents. Stephen Farnsworth at the University of Mary Washington says it's telling these members haven't been able to catch up yet.
While incumbents can't raise money during the session, the reality is that once the session is over, the money can start rolling in, and it usually rolls in at a pretty good clip if there is a sense that this is a contestable race.
The 5 Republican members and 3 Democratic members are all in seats that are some of the most targeted races in Virginia. Seats Republicans lost last time and now think they've got a shot at winning back, as well as seats Democrats narrowly lost last time and won another shot at this year. I'm Michael Pope.